Those in Prison, Day 3, Continuing with Joseph. Joseph was sold for a servant. They afflicted his feet with fetters. His soul came into iron, until the time that his word came. The saying of Yehovah examined him. The king sent and made him free, the ruler of the peoples, and he loosed him. That to be put into the prison house and to be kept bound there denotes to be let into temptations as to false speaking against good, is because all that region next under the sole of the foot and round about is called a prison house, where those are kept who are in vastation, that is, those who have been in principles of falsity and in a life of evil from falsity, and yet in good as to intentions. Such cannot be received into heaven until they have put off the principles of falsity, and also the delight of life derived from it. They who are there are let into temptations, for principles of falsity and the derivative delights of life cannot be cast out except by means of temptations. The place where they are, or rather the state in which they are, is signified in general by a prison house, and the places themselves by pits. Arcana Celestia 50:37. But when ultimate truth has been withdrawn, and therefore the man has nothing by which to defend himself against those who are natural, he then comes into temptations, and by evil spirits, who are all merely natural, he is accused, especially of speaking falsely against good. As, for example, of having thought and said that the neighbor ought to be benefited, and having also approved this in act, and yet now meaning by the neighbor only those who are in good and truth, and not those who are in evil and falsity and cannot be amended. And consequently, because he is no longer willing to benefit the evil, or if he will benefit them, he desires them to be punished for the sake of their amendment, and for the purpose of averting evil from his neighbor, then they charge him with thinking and speaking what is false, and with not thinking as he speaks. Take another example. Because when a man becomes spiritual, he no longer believes it holy and for pious use to give to monasteries, or even to churches which abound in wealth. And because before he became spiritual, he had thought that such giving was holy and pious, they charge him with falsehood, and stir up all his thoughts which he had before cherished as to its being holy and pious, and also the works which he had done from such thought. And so they do in numberless other cases, but let these few examples serve by way of illustration. These spirits enter principally into the affections which the man had before, and excite them or stir them up, and also the false and evil things which he had thought and done, and thus they bring him into anxiety, and often into doubt, even to despair. Such, then, is the source of spiritual anxieties and of the torments which are called torments of conscience. By influx and communication, these things appear to the man as if they were in himself. One who knows and believes this may be compared to a man who sees himself in a mirror and knows that it is not himself that appears in it or on the other side of it, but only his image. Whereas one who does not know and believe this may be compared to a person who sees himself in a mirror and supposes it is himself that appears there, and not just his image. Arcana Celestia 50:36. And Yehovah was with Joseph, that this signifies that the divine was in him, that is, in the Lord, who in the supreme sense is represented by Joseph. Here, the divine in temptations, which are treated of. Arcana Celestia 50:41. and inclined mercy unto him, that this signifies the divine love in everything, is evident from the signification of mercy as being in the supreme sense the divine love. This divine love flowed into everything he did from the human taken from the mother, and directed all to ends, and these ends to the ultimate end, that mankind might be saved. Arcana Celestia 50:42. What does it mean to be in falsities, yet having good intentions? What if one is really committed to the truth and has the word? How might he still be in falsities? The second paragraph reads, "But when ultimate truth has been withdrawn," what exactly is meant, and what results? How do evil spirits work on man? What are some common experiences people have in today's world of being in mental or spiritual bondage? How deep are the causes? What are the falsities? What are the evils? How is a remedy administered?